thanks for joining me this morning. Happy solstice to you.
And same to you, Chloe. It's another beautiful day in paradise.
It is, and it's almost July now, so what should Juno gardeners be thinking about these days?
Oh, pulling weeds, pulling weeds, pulling some more weeds. They're growing really well right now. And of course, they're competing with our flowers, our trees, our vegetables, all of that. Trying to keep them under control, but we can turn them into fertilizer. Take those weeds, put them in a bucket with water, throw in a handful of seaweed, and let them ferment for 2 weeks so you get this brown, nasty, slimy stuff. And take that out, dilute it about 5 to 1, and use that to fertilize our plants that we want to grow. So the weeds can be useful. They're pulling up nutrients out of the ground, and we can turn them into new plant fertilizer.
Very cool. And are there certain plants that maybe should be going in the ground now that haven't been planted earlier, or people, you know, as they're harvesting, maybe seeding new things as well, you think?
Things like the mustard family, broccoli. Certainly we can plant some more broccoli now for later harvest. You know, suddenly we'll have a lot of broccoli and then a little break. And then hopefully broccoli well into the fall. Kale, anytime, can be planted. We're kind of pushing the edge. I did reseed a patch of a box of carrots. That one, we'll see. Soil is nice and warm, so things are going to sprout quickly, along with the weeds. So again, that's an advantage. And I've just finally got my greenhouse recovered after rebuilding it after our winter tragedy. So been planting tomatoes and cucumbers in there, and they are looking good. So I'm very enthusiastic and even planted some grapevines for a few years in the future.
Well, awesome. And how has the heat been affecting your garden, if at all? It's been so warm downtown, at least for us. Is there any noticeable differences, or is that pretty average comparatively, you think?
It's close to average as far as temperatures go, but it's been dry. So that's probably the bigger concern. They like the temperatures if they have enough soil moisture because they're pumping moisture up as they grow. So I mentioned the carrots, and I've been watering my carrots because they're rather delicate at this stage. And of course, the new transplants, I put in some Chinese cabbage and some broccoli. So making sure those are watered. Container plants, watering is critical because you can watch, I mean, you can almost watch them wilt if they are not being watered. And again, on these warm, sunny days, if the container isn't large enough, you may end up watering in the morning and watering again in the evening. And at the same time, we may need to be adding or mixing in some liquid fertilizer or powder, which would dissolve in the water to be giving them a boost too, to keep them growing steadily and hopefully flowering soon. It's garlicscape harvesting season, which is an exciting time of year. I've got my last two garlic bulbs from last year. So the new garlic scapes, which come up out of the garlic plants on the hardneck garlic, are coming up. They're tasty. Use them just like you would green onions, but with a garlic flavor, for everything from pickling and stir frying and making pesto and flavoring anything. I've got folks who are kind of almost waiting in line. One lady was saying she just likes to munch on the garlic scapes during the day. And her husband said he approves. So it's kind of like if you have a partner, you might both want to make sure you eat at least similar amounts of garlic.
That's awesome. I'm going to be craving garlic now. That sounds really good.
Come on out and get some.
I might have to. Awesome. Well, thank you, Ed.
You're welcome.